Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Zurian Show. Today's show is going to be short, but I actually think it's going to be a useful show to everybody that listens. Today, we're going to talk about today and you. I'm sure that I'm not the only one that on occasion wonders what would have happened in their life if they'd have gone left instead of right, if they'd have made the jump into one particular path or followed one path over another. I'm sure I'm not the only one that wonders if I'd be richer or I'd be poorer, you know, or I'd be successful, I'd be happier or I'd be sadder or, you know, any of the myriad of different things that go through each and every person's mind on a regular basis when we talk about, you know, the things that we've done and the choices that we've made. And recently, I was actually talking with one of my mentors. Now, just to show you what type of a mentor, what type of a guiding and influential person this person is that I'm talking about now, this is a man who is presently going through stage 4 cancer, you know, and right now, you know, has been going through chemo and all of these other things in his life right now. But yet, even though he's going through all of these different things and has all of these ailments and all these other things that are going on in his life, I still consider him to be a very positive and very moving influence to me. Because, you know, we're all going through something. We're all going through different stages in our lives. There's different things that are going on that, you know, we can change and different things that we can't change. Some of the circumstances we need to kind of face up to and realize that we created that beast. You know, we motivated that particular thing to grow to the level that it's grown to or to become out of control. And we need to realize that we need to take hold and get whatever that thing is back in control and take back our lives. But anyway, the gentleman that I'm talking about, you know, he's just been a phenomenal influence for me. I mean, and, you know, he's been more of a power in my life than people that are actually members of my family. Because here's somebody that had absolutely nothing to win by helping me or giving to me. However, this man has been able to share things with me that have made me relook at my life, revisit my life, and understand that a lot of the choices that I've made have been the correct ones, but there's some new choices that on an everyday basis I need to face, handle, and figure out how to maneuver through. Because we're all going to walk through minefields. We're all going to walk through difficulty. We're all going to experience things that we don't like and we don't appreciate, but things that in order for us to grow, in order for us to develop, and in order for us to be the people that we were meant to be, we have to make it through. You know, there was a saying that somebody said, and they said, you know, I'm just tired of all this stuff happening to me, and why is it always me? And the reply to that particular comment was, okay, I believe it was a person that was asking God, why God, is it always me, et cetera, et cetera. And God looked back at them and said, okay, well, here's my question. If not you, then who? Would you rather that I do it to your son? Would you rather that I do it to your daughter? Would you rather I do it to your husband? Would you rather I do it to your grandmother, your grandfather, your brother, your sister, your mother? Would you prefer that the fate or the particular circumstance that you're going through be given to someone else? And in most cases, the reply back is no. I wouldn't want that to happen to anybody that I know. I wouldn't want that to happen to anybody that I care about. And basically the answer back is, okay, then who would you like it to happen to? And do you feel as though they deserve it because they're not a member of your family, they're not a member of your household, they're not somebody that you hold dear? And, of course, the overall answer is always no. But anyway, Here's the thing that I think is amazing about the overall question, or here's the rub. The real answer to all of those questions is, you know, what would I do if I had gone to college sooner, or if I had gone to school, or if I had my college degree, or if I had married Sarah instead of Betty, or if I had married Bob instead of John, or if we hadn't moved to Seattle or New York, or if we hadn't have left New York, or if I'd have stayed at that job and been there for, you know, done my 20 and then retired. The rub is that you'll never know, okay? So all that wishful thinking, all that, you know, I should have done this, I should have never done that. You know, there was a commercial where the lady is talking to her husband. He got a new phone plan, and he tells the lady that he just signed them up for all these minutes. And, you know, the lady mumbles as she's in her little garden, and she goes, you know, my mother was right. I should have never married you. I should have married Steve or whoever. And then, the guy, now feeling totally dejected and unappreciated, says the minutes were free. They didn't cost us anything, because the wife was complaining about the cost. You know, where's that money going to come from? But basically, that particular person, through their negativity, set up their paradigm and have probably set up their misery and, you know, already expected this guy to be a muck-up, yet they probably put the person in the position where mucking up was the only thing that they could do. But it's interesting how we play an active role in our own destruction. And today's show is just to remind you that a lot of your miseries are miseries that you created. And how you look at life is your perception. And your perception is your total control. You have total control over whether you're going to be happy, whether you're going to be sad, whether something is going to work, whether something is not going to work. And I think many of us on a regular basis forget that we're in control. Many of us also forget that we put ourselves in the positions where we are today, be it that it's a good position or a bad position. And some of us also forget that we are blessed because we are able to do certain things. And in some cases, it was just fate. We really didn't do anything to deserve the house we live in. We really didn't do anything to deserve the husband we have, or the wife we have, or the kids we have. It's just the way it worked out. However, the person you are responsible for, the person you do have control over, the person whose life you can guide in a positive way and into a way that you'd be proud of, is you. So I think we all need to kind of take notice that your now is your now. It's the now that you chose, but it's also your now and the only now that you have to create your tomorrow. And by doing the things that you need to do today, that's going to help you to put in stone those things that you say you would like to have tomorrow, those things that in a lot of cases you say you want to have right now. Are you willing to do the sacrifice? Are you willing to do the things you need to do? You know, are you willing to face the fact that you're your biggest problem, that you're the person getting the most in your way? You know, there's a saying that if a guy said that if he kicked himself for every time he did something stupid, he wouldn't sit down for a month. Are you that person? Are you the person kicking yourself in the butt and causing you not to live the life you want to live or experience the things that you say with your mouth that you want to experience but you don't do with your actions, which give you the result of where you are today? You know, are you standing up for yourself? Are you being fair? Are you dealing with people the way you would like to be treated? Are you already prejudging an individual that has done nothing to you because of the color of their skin or their height or their education or whatever it is? You know, is everybody a lesser than you, okay? There's another saying, if you're a supervisor, you have lost your right to judge. You have lost your right to prejudge anybody. Why? Because now you need to be humbler. Why? Because you're in a position of perceived power. And the reason I say perceived power is because the only reason that you have authority is because your job or your position is giving you that authority. But is that really authority? No, that's just a position. It can leave and go at any time. So we need to respect people and treat people the way that we would want to be treated. And we need to also understand that chances go round. You know, I know a young man right now who's in a very nice position. However, he looks like he's 5 seconds from a heart attack. Why? Because he's miserable. This is a young man that used to be in shape, used to be, you know, a pretty fairly happy-go-lucky person, and now they're an alcoholic. Now they're about 60 pounds overweight. Technically, they're miserable. Why? Because they signed on with a devil. And when they signed on with the devil, they didn't realize that there's a price to be paid. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, nothing is free. For everything that you do, there's an action and a reaction. Most people are not prepared to deal with that reaction. Most people are not prepared to do what's necessary. People are usually willing to do what they think will get them by, will get them over. I had another person today sitting in an office telling me about how everybody wants something for nothing and everybody's looking for a hookup. Yet this person has hooked up more people than I could even probably count because they particularly like those people. But it's amazing how we don't see the flowers for the trees. It's amazing at how we don't see the things that we do to create our joys and create our miseries, and how we can also be very contradictory in our actions, again, over what our mouth says and what we actually do. But ladies and gentlemen, today is just a day that I want to tell you that you have the power, you have the ability to change your circumstances. You are in total control and nobody else can control you. You have the keys that you need, all right? You have the personal power, the personal energy. You have the drive. You just need to go ahead and apply it. You just need to stop with all of this stuff, thinking that you can't create, you can't do, and you can't become all the things you need to become, and you need to just do the things that you need to do. What are they? I don't know what they are. Only you know what you are, what they are. I can't live your life. I don't know what you're going through. All I can tell you is that if you do the things that you need to do, you will persevere and you will get to where you need to get. It won't be tomorrow. I'm also not saying that it's going to be easy. But there was a saying that actually my mentor said to me today, and I thought that it was quite amazing. And this has to do with basically African Americans, but it applies to everybody. It applies to those of you that are slaves or wage slaves. It applies to you that are stuck in a job that you think is a senseless job. It applies to you that are stuck in a relationship or believe that you're stuck in a relationship that you don't need to be in. It applies to everyone that can hear the sound of my voice right now. You just have to apply it to the situation that it fits for you. And the saying was from Harriet Tubman said, I could have saved more of them if they only had known that they were slaves. That is so powerful. Again, Harriet Tubman said, I could have saved more of them if they had only known that they were slaves. How many of you are slaves and you don't know it? Slaves to your addiction, slave to your habits, slave to your way, slave to things that don't even really apply to you anymore, but you've taken them on. You've given them so much power and so much control over you that you don't even realize that you're falling into that category. I mean, again, I think that that's probably the most powerful or one of the most powerful little sentences I've ever heard in my life. Again, what is controlling you? What's stopping you from being all that you can be? All right? Ladies and gentlemen, as someone else said, life is a smorgasbord and most of you poor slobs are starving to death. You've got a smorgasbord in front of you, but yet you won't live. You won't step out. You won't get out of your comfort zone. You won't take advantage of all of the things that are in front of you and all of the things that you could have. I think that it is sad and it is also amazing. Mind you, all of this came from a 15-minute conversation that I had with somebody, and all I did was listen. Ladies and gentlemen, God gave you two ears and one mouth. Why? So that you could listen twice as much as you speak. Get away from the idiot box. Get away from things that do not serve you and get with things that do. Start doing good and start trying to help as many people as you can help, because guess what? As they succeed, you succeed. Thank you very much for your time, your patience, and I truly appreciate it. Share this. It's 15 minutes. Share this 15 minutes with somebody else that needs it. Re-listen to this 15 minutes. Think of the list of things that you have going on in your life, and then think of the things that that could be from, and think of the good that you could do if you'd step out of your comfort zone and do the things that you need to do. Thank you again for your time and your patience. This is Zurian of The Zurian Show, and I hope that everybody has a great day, a great week, a great month, a great year, and a great life. Get out there and do something for yourself and for others, and you'll grow. When you stop learning, you stop growing. Take care.